much to learn from that besides, you know, don't want to turn you into like an alt-right guy or something.
it just has hurt my feelings.
Of course.
It's kind of what's happening.
Well, it's beyond hurting your feelings, it's like a social and institutional failure.
Sorry?
Beyond hurting your feelings, it's just like a social and institutional failure. You know?
Yeah.
Like a failure of,
I got kind of canceled there.
Right. A failure.
I wasn't really allowed to, like, understand why.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and it makes no sense. I mean, if, like, especially if the entire, you know, rhetoric around this stuff is accountability, then how are you allowed to address, you know, behavior that someone saw as problematic unless you can know what the fuck happened?
Yeah, I guess. I see what their plan is for the people they're trying to protect.
Right.
I can see what the plan is. Remove Sammer.
Right.
Okay. Well, what's the plan for Sammer?
Right. Exactly.
Like, Sammer, we're removing you. Yes, why? But tell me. You want to guess?
Right.
Okay.
That's fundamentally flawed.
Did I do this? Were you taping me? Like, what? What happened? It's so humiliating.
Yeah.
Like, I should expose, like, whatever I think is wrong. Like, I mean, jeez. It really touched my deepest sort of guilt button.
Right. Well, there's like a thought crime aspect to it. There's a bit of a, what would you call it?
It's confusing because you waver between, like, I'm a bad person, or like, I'm not a bad person at all.
Right.
Like, okay.
No,
so that's been, the challenge has been, like, just stop even doing any of that. Just breathe and just be myself and feel, it just kind of confuses you because you're, like, not sure how to be vulnerable. You're not sure how to be your authentic self.
Yeah.
Like, I have a hard time with that. I like if someone just says, like, what they don't like about me.
But yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, I've been asked to, like, think about behavior in the past and have often done that of my own accord, just as, like, you know, I've learned more about the world. But if you fundamentally don't know what you're supposed to think about, then there's no growth to be had.
Yeah, or it's like the highest level type of, you know, it's sort of like what I'm being asked of is a very peculiar tall order, and it really tests my interpretation of it.
Right.
But,
where did this happen?
At this golf sim that I was working at.
What was it?
At a indoor golf simulator
that
helped to, like.
Got it.
Help them open and
then. Oh, that's interesting because, yeah. So it's probably, I don't know. Yeah. You are like a very open, friendly person, and like in a way that, you know, people. people who are probably around sound healing or healing arts or whatever are totally used to, but
yeah.
Someone who works at a golf simulator,
like,
is probably
is
like, who
it?
The fuck is this guy?
Yeah.
I know. I know. I'm kind of
thinking. Yeah, that suddenly makes a lot more sense to me.
I'm kind of, yeah, I'm glad to hear you because that's what I need to hear. I just need to be like, it's okay that these people found you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's actually perfect. Like, on point.
It is.
We're right where we're supposed to. You know, and less of like the. Because the thing with this one employee blocking me on Instagram right as I was fired, and I sent her